Thank you for calling customer support. This is Mikayla. How may I assist you?
Yes. The payment was charged to my credit card, and I have not received my item yet.
Okay, I can definitely take a look into it for you. Could you provide me with your zip code?
95660.
And what is your first and last name?
Laura Brunkhorst. B-R-U-N-K-H-O-R-S-T.
Okay, one moment. Okay, I believe I have the account here. Could you verify your address for me?
5808 Rosario Boulevard, North Highlands, California, 95660.
Okay, so I see here on December the 4th, you entered into the drawing for a chance to win the KitchenAid?
Yes.
Yes, so you initially you paid the entry fee of $574. It does advise you in the terms that if you don't win that initial entry, you do agree to be entered into future drawings for a better chance at winning that cookware.
Well, that's not what your thing said on. It said that I had won it, and it was $2.95. And then when I got my credit card statement, it shows that it was billed for $5.74. But it did say that I had won that KitchenAid. And that's why I paid the $2.95. And then when I get my statement, it's double what your ad said on the thing. So why are you telling people they win, so they pay and they end up paying double what you guys state on your survey?
Well, We don't create the physical ad itself. We just have the sweepstakes. We're the company that has the sweepstakes, so we're not sure what they put on the ad. However, if you do place the order, there are terms and conditions, and it does state that by entering that, you do agree to pay the entry fee, which is $574 if you use a MasterCard. If you don't use a MasterCard, it's $795, but you did get a discount for using a MasterCard. And then if you do win that item in the initial entry, they do send you an email informing you that you won, and they ship it out to the address you provided. If you don't win that initial entry, it does state that you will be entered into a future in the follow-up drawing for a better chance of winning that item. It's not a guarantee, but there are other people trying to win that item as well that enter into that drawing.
So I think you guys need to look at what you're posting and what is being charged to people, because it did state that I won it, and that's the only reason I paid it. And then you charge me $5.74 instead of the $2.95 that it says on your ad. So you need to look at what the companies are posting that you are charging people for. So is there any way I can get this back because of your false advertising?
We can definitely go ahead and cancel the account so you're not, you know, it is recurring, so you're not building it in the future. We can offer you 35% refund as a courtesy because, like I said, the information is in the terms and conditions. It's expectation for the customer to read the terms and conditions when placing any order online.
Okay, yeah. Reverse whatever you can. I know you won't reverse the, the full amount, but your company needs to look what the people they're doing business with, because it's false advertisement. So I'm going to go ahead and turn this into the Attorney General of California for your guys' false advertisement. So you may get contacted by the Attorney General.
Okay. So.